You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're joined today by Andy Guilford, the Secretary of England and Wales Blind Golf, and Jeff Morris, who's a trustee of the charity and is helping more people get involved in blind golf in Wales. Hi, Andy and Jeff. So can you tell us a bit about England and Wales Blind Golf and how you formed and what you do?
Yeah, basically, the charity's been running for over 40 years now. Basically, it brings people together that are going through sight loss through the love of golf. It's the same concept as sighted golf. The only difference is we have a couple of rule allowances through the RNA and USGA that we can ground our clubs in hazards. And also a guide can stand behind the line of the puck. But in essence, it's just same as sighted golf.
And for people who are new to blind golf and have maybe played sighted golf, how does a typical game work?
With regards to the rules of golf, there is very little difference at all. The only thing they have to know is where the ground is all the while. Therefore, they've always been allowed to ground a club in a hazard, which a sighted person can't do. So if you were playing out of a bunker, out of sand, anybody sighted, such as myself, would have to hover the club above the sand, and we're not allowed to touch the sand with the club. Apart from that, the game is exactly the same. The importance of a caddy or guide is very much the same as a professional golfer would use his caddy. Again, there's hardly any difference. You would probably not notice that I tend to guide for a B1 golfer who has no sight whatsoever. He's holding just underneath my left elbow as we walk down the course. But apart from that, we just look like two guys who are having a good old chat in between each shot.
And you mentioned the B1 category. What are the other different categories of blind golf?
Well, there's B1, which is totally blind, B2, which is less than 5%, and B3, which is less than 10% vision. They are the categories that are played across the charities worldwide.
What kind of feedback do you get from blind and partially sighted players?
I think, to be honest, the biggest thing that this brings to people is the camaraderie. I mean, I was born without my sight, and I was very lucky that my friends at the local golf club used to take me out and kind of line me up, watch where my ball's gone, etc. But the charity gives people so many opportunities. We've got the children that are coming into the charity now, where the parents are able to share the joy of golf and be in the outdoors doing something together. You've got married couples that one of the partners have started to lose the sight. It's something, again, that they can do together. And also you've got friends that go out, as well as strangers that basically go out and help our members. And without our guides, realistically, the charity can't exist. And the guides basically help our members meet new people by getting us out in the outdoors. For every blind golfer, there's a guide. So it's almost like the bug off offer. You buy one, you get one free. Every time you meet a new member, you're also meeting their guide. So it's a great way of building up a community and friendships.
And Jeff, you've been a sighted guide for over 30 years now. What do you enjoy most about playing golf with people?
I think the beauty of it is not just the sport. I mean, I love being out on a golf course, but it is the camaraderie, meeting people and seeing the enjoyment that people can get. And one of the things I've been trying to do in Wales is to get across to people that people can play golf after sight loss. Because very often, the first time you talk to people about blind golf, they find it very hard to understand that it actually happens. It's really about trying to raise that awareness. The other thing for me is the social inclusion side of it. Coming together for an event. It's a bit like an extended family coming together. It's great to see the guys coming from different parts of the UK who you don't see very often. You may only see them half a dozen times a year. And it's just really the social side of it that can have a massive impact on people's mental health, especially when you look at what we've been through the last 2 or 3 years, all the problems that has given people from a mental and physical perspective with not being able to get out the house. I think it has a massive impact, and that's the message we're trying to get across to people, that it can transform lives and really help people get back out in the fresh air and start enjoying some physical activity.
And what do you think common things first-time blind golf players are nervous about, and how do you help people get over those concerns?
As a player myself, one of the issues that I've always had, you kind of feel a burden on people, or you feel like you're slowing them down. And a lot of our members that have played golf that come back into the charity say that they didn't want to impact on somebody's game, this, this, and this. But as I say, with a bit of help from your friends, and there are far more opportunities that you'd ever get as a sighted golfer, unless you were a professional, to be honest. You know, this is played right across the world. So this year, England and Wales blind golf are hosting the British Open for blind golf. So it is a family coming together. You've got organisations right across the world, America. I mean, we've got the World Championships coming up in South Africa. I think the first part is acceptance, accepting that you are going to have to readjust how you do things. But you'd be shocked at the standard of play that you can actually get to with the right help and support. And as I say, it does open a whole new world. And it is a team game. Our success is our guide's success. You know, the guide gets as much enjoyment as the player does, you know, when you hear the ball drop in the hole.
And who can get involved in blind golf?
And if I tell you quickly the story of how I got involved, I literally read an article in my Sunday paper about a gentleman in London who had had cancer, heart attacks. He'd lost his sight through diabetes. He was the late Terry Wallace. And he'd had a hole-in-one at a London golf club. I'd been playing golf for about 6 or 7 years at that time, and I'd not even been close to having a hole-in-one. This guy had gone through all this adversity, and he was playing golf, the game I love, but he needed a sighted guide to take him on the golf course. And it said, if you are interested, ring this number. I rang that number, and the rest, as they say, is history. I was shown the etiquette of taking somebody out on a golf course. A lady took me out, and we blindfolded her grandson, and she taught me how to guide him, taught me the etiquette of not manhandling, using the club as the implement to be able to guide people to the ball. I then went along and watched the tournament, and somebody turned up without a guide, and I got chucked in at the deep end and enjoyed every minute of it. And as I say, I've kept coming back for more for the last 30 years. Insane in Wales. Once we get the new members coming in Wales and we get people interested, people, their loved ones, whoever wants to take them out on the course, I'm quite happy to take them out and give them a demonstration of various options they have to guide and to tell them the etiquette of the golf, et cetera, et cetera. But really, all golfers are different. Some will want a lot of assistance, and very often people will want, still with their independence, to do as much as they can, and I fully respect that. So it's just about getting to know what the person needs, how much help to give, and really then the rest is all about encouragement and feedback.
I think also as a player, when you're at these events, when you're out with your friends or with new people, you're kind of taking in what they're actually doing. So if something can help you more than what you're doing at the moment, you know, you try that. So as I say, it's all helping each other, you know, get the most out of the enjoyment of the sport. Probably my biggest driving force for what I do for the charity and why I do it. We was away playing in the international, and this guy, he's a B1, so I basically took up the game as a beginner. And we went down for breakfast, teeped with a team, and we're sat around the table, and this guy's got everybody in the palm of his hands. He's cracking jokes and this. And I went back to her room, and I said to my wife, I'd love to just have a little bit of his confidence around people and things. That night we sat down and had a beer, and then we were just got talking, and it was heartbreaking to hear his story. He lost his sight overnight, went to bed, woke up the next morning, and there was nothing. Basically had to get up and crawl across the floor and struggle to get down the stairs, and couldn't see his children anymore, and that, which put pressure on his family. So his marriage broke up, he ended up homeless. It is just a tragic story. Last thing I ever expected to hear from this guy, he said basically he lives on his own now. He's in a hostel. I said to him, I said, look, mate, I said, you're 2 hours away from us. Just get on the train whenever you want and come down and see us. Didn't know him from Adam. Next weekend, we all went home from team. Got a phone call. Is it okay if I come down? Yeah, sure, yeah, no problem. Came down and my wife's like, what are we going to talk about? We don't even know him. We'll find something. So we sat around the dinner table, and he's saying, you know, I'm totally blind, be on my own for the rest of my life, I'll never work again, this, this, this. So cut a long story short, 3 trips later when he's been down, next 3 weekends in a row, he asks us if we can find him a flat down here. So we went out and helped him find the flat. then he's talking about dating. So my wife helped him on a dating site. So he met somebody. He's now been working for over 5 years in a high-powered job, is in a happy relationship. And that is what this charity is. It's a vehicle to just getting people's lives back together. And I think that story resonates with anybody out there that is losing the sight. And when you go into the hospital, there's not a mental health counsellor sat next to you when your world's been torn apart, you know, and all of a sudden you're thinking, well, how am I going to work? What am I going to do? I've got a mortgage to pay. And that's the biggest thing with this charity. It's far bigger than golf. Golf's just the vehicle, like I said, that basically does get people together. We've got a member that came forward going back 5 years ago. This lady rang up. She said, ringing on behalf of, well, I thought she said a grandson at first, because she said he loves golf. He loved competitive golf, but he just doesn't want to come round and just smash a ball around. And I told her about what's available for competitions and things if he wanted competitive golf. And I said, at the end of the year, I said, there's an England team. He might make the England team. So they turn up and I've gone to meet him and I'm expecting this grandson. Anyway, it turns up this guy's 80 odd. He walks every round. He's never been beaten in the international to date. And the two of them are going out to the World Championships in March. Now, the bigger picture here is the grandchildren in the schoolyard that are talking. My gran and granddad are playing for England today. My gran and granddad are going to play in the South African World Championships today. It's what it gives the families behind the players and also the guides. But also what the guides give us as players. They give us the opportunity to have something in our lives that probably people have just write off. And the charity is crucial, really, and it can be life-saving. I know this charity saved my life.
And where can people find out more about England and Wales Blind Golf and all that you're up to?
Well, we've got a lot of videos and various articles on social media. So we're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, which is at EW Blind Golf. We've got a website, which is www.ewblindgolf.co.uk, or contact us through inquiries.blindgolf@gmail.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Andy Guilford and Jeff Morris from England and Wales Blind Golf, for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.